Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Respected and honorable ulama'i kiram, huffaz-i kiram, elders and friends in Islam. Firstly, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, let us make this intention that we are sitting here to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, as been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, let each one of us with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts make this intention in order to attain this magnitude of reward. Respected and honorable friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. The translation of which is, Allah Ta'ala is addressing us that, O people of Iman, each and every one of us have Iman in our hearts. So Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us directly that, O people of Iman, make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikran kathira, excessive dhikr. Many places in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala uses the word dhikran kathira, excessive dhikr, meaning that out of 24 hours of the day, majority of our time should be spent in making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an action that is most loved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah ta'ala mentions, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you. When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our name. Allah Ta'ala's full attention comes to us that, O my servant, how can I help you? This is a great weapon that we are lacking with. And the reason for that, respected friends, is the most hurtful thing for shaitan is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his job, where Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. The shaitan takes our mind away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes us forget to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shaitan knows the thing that takes a person close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thing that draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is none other than the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other things with it, but the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that draws the mercy as long as the person is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran Kareem that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dhikran kathira, excessively. And further Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and make this, recite the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. And what is the benefit of making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala? One of the benefits Allah Ta'ala mentions, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels send salawat, special blessings upon the people that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accessible. And what is the benefit of this salawat? Special mercies. It takes a person out of darkness and puts the person into the light. Out of the darkness of sin and evil into the light of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of the darkness of kufr and shirk into the light of iman. In a hadith Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala says, when a servant of mine remembers me in solitude, I remember him in solitude. If he remembers me in a gathering, then I remember him in a better and nobler gathering that is the gathering of the angels. So respected and honorable friends, by us remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the beloved name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking our name. Now one point to think and ponder about. That a person cannot do any action, no matter how small that action may be, without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person cannot lift his hand, a person cannot see, a person cannot hear, a person cannot speak or do anything without permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand this better, if a person is talking to somebody and while this person is listening, the angel of death comes and takes the person's soul out. Once the soul leaves the body, can the person speak? He cannot. Can a person hear? He cannot. Can a person lift his hands? He cannot. And what is that soul that is in that person's body? Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَيَسَأُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The people are asking, what is this ruh? What is this soul? O Nabi of Allah, tell them, this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that soul is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Allah ta'ala lifts that command, a person can do absolutely nothing. So much so that a person cannot even utter the word Allah without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you look at this ayah, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you. The reality is, my beloved friends, only if Allah Ta'ala gives us permission, if Allah Ta'ala grants us the ability and the strength to even say the word Allah, then only we'll be able to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't will us to take His beloved name during our lifetime, there's a great chance that Allah Ta'ala might not even give us the opportunity of saying the beloved name of Allah Ta'ala at the time of our death. So there is something blocking. There might be a sin that we are committing. There might be something that we might have uttered that caused the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which Allah ta'ala is preventing us to take His beloved name. So the first thing that we need to do, my beloved friends, including myself, we need to perform the two rakats of salat to tawbah. Beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for every sin of ours from the time we became mature till today. Whether it is major or minor sins, whether it is sins that we remember, those that we have forgotten. Beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depth of our hearts that, oh Allah, please forgive me. And the main part is that we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from today till the day I die, I am not going to commit any of these sins that I committed in the past. And make an effort towards that. If we have to make a note of all the sins that we are committing, if a person doesn't know, on a lighter note, if a person doesn't know what's his faults and what's his sins, he must just ask the wife. She'll lay out a whole page full of whatever faults you have. But nevertheless, respected friends, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to seek that forgiveness. And being human beings, we are going to falter. We are going to fall. We are going to commit those sins again. But when we commit that sin, immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, it was my moment of weakness. I know I promised not to commit the sin. Oh Allah, I have committed it again. Oh Allah, forgive me. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. Recite istighfar. Recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believe me, Allah ta'ala is waiting and wanting to forgive us. Allah ta'ala knows our weaknesses. And most definitely Allah ta'ala will forgive us. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person intends to do a good action, just the intention, I wish to give sadaqah, I wish to perform 2 rakats of salah. Mere intention, Allah Ta'ala commands angels write 1 good deed for this person. And if a person does that action, then depending on the sincerity within that person, Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward minimum 10 times. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. And the higher sincerity, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward, how much Allah Ta'ala wishes. Could be 70 times, could be 700 times, it could be beyond our minds. How much Allah Ta'ala can reward. When a person gives something, for example, in charity, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that if my sahabi has to spend 1 mud, which is maybe a handful of bits in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in comparison to my ummah that will come close to Qiyamah, and if that ummati of mine has to spend Mount Uhud in gold, take the value of Mount Uhud in gold and take the value of 1 handful of dates. So spending 1 Mount Uhud in gold in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my sahabi will get more reward than that person. Depending on that sincerity, when we give charity, it's like putting it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And depending on that sincerity, that Allah ta'ala lets the reward of that charity grow. Maybe a person can give 1 date with total sincerity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that reward grows equal to Mount Uhud. And in reward, Allah ta'ala gives us the reward for that 1 date equal to Mount Uhud. It's a different topic altogether, respected friends. So when a person intends to do a good action, Allah Ta'ala grants that person 1 reward. And when a person does that action, it is multiplied minimum 10 times. And on the other side, when a person intends to commit a sin, Allah Ta'ala commands the angels, they do not write it down. And when a person does that sin and commits that sin and evil, then again Allah Ta'ala addresses the angels that wait, do not write the sin down now. Perchance my servant turns to me and seeks forgiveness, that I may forgive him. And if a person immediately turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeks forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala makes the angel and everything that was witness to that sin, Allah Ta'ala makes them all forget that sin was even committed on this earth. This is how merciful our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And if a person does not make sincere tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala commands the angel to write down 1 sin, not times 10. So come, my beloved friends. Allah Ta'ala is waiting with open arms. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah Ta'ala wants to draw us close to Him. If we sit back and just ponder for a moment, try to understand that up to this point in my life, what is in the past, we can seek forgiveness. And we hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala forgive us.
What we have is this moment from now till time the angel of death knocks on our door. How are we going to spare that time? What preparations are we going to make for the grave hours? For the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned how a person loves his life, that is how death will come to that person. And how a person passes away, that is how he will be raised upon the day of Qiyamah. And another hadith of Allah explains to us that the grave of ours can either be a garden from the gardens of Jannah, or it can be a pit from the pit of Jahannam. So it is our choice. What do we want? If you want it to be a garden from the gardens of Jannah, it is not cheap. We need to work hard for the respected friends. We need to make to strengthen our iman. We need to become obedient servants unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the iman was solid. When they went into countries, what they used to tell the people, kunu mithlana, become like us. When people became like them, the iman became, they learned iman from those who had iman, whose iman was solid. Can we go up to people and say, become like me? We feel ashamed because of all our sins and evils. But it is not impossible, my beloved friends. By making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will strengthen our iman. And by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're building a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, Allah Ta'ala will help us stay away from sin and evil. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us to become obedient servants unto Him. And when that realization sets in the heart and we focus our life ahead, that I want it to be in obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we make the effort towards that, there come time when Allah Ta'ala becomes happy with us. And Allah Ta'ala loves us. That it will be the best day of our lives, my beloved friends. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, He calls Jibreel alayhi salam. Oh Jibreel, I love so and so. You should also love him. Immediately Jibreel alayhi salam starts loving us. And he announces in the heavens to the angels in the Malaw A'la, these set of angels are there that speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jibreel alayhi salam announces to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, you also love him. Immediately they start loving us. And the announcement is made to the millions and trillions of angels that are in the heavens and on earth. And every angel starts loving us. At the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the angel of death. The certain person that I love, an obedient servant of mine, bring him to me. And that angel comes accompanied with 500 angels, each one carrying a bouquet of flowers from Jannah, the fragrances of Jannah, the clothes of Jannah, a crown from Jannah. And they come and address this person. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Do not fear of your past. Do not grieve of your past. Do not fear of your future. Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. Allah Ta'ala loves you. Allah Ta'ala wants to meet you. What better news can a person attain at the time of death? and the person is lying there, Allah Ta'ala opens a window of Jannah, and he sees his palaces, he sees the gardens of Jannah, and he sees the hurus calling up to this person, come, 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 we are waiting for you. When a person feels that joy within himself, the ruh, the soul becomes extremely happy. He doesn't want to stay in this world anymore. He doesn't want to go through all the difficulty that a person experiences in this world anymore. Willingly wants to come out. It starts fluttering in the body. And at that moment, the angel of death sits at the headside and he pulls the soul, the ruh, from the ankles to the knee, from the knee to the hip, from the hip to the shoulders, and it comes out from the mouth and the nose. Like Nabi Sallallahu explains, like how hay is taken out of flower with ease and comfort. As soon as this ruh comes out, because that person sacrificed, he dedicated his life in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He dedicated his life in staying away from sin and evil, looking at wrong, listening to wrong, controlling the tongue from speaking backbiting, speaking lies, cheating. It made an effort in that direction. Now, when it comes out from that body, it is honored. The clothes of Jannah are placed on it. The crown of Jannah is placed. Person filled with perfumes. And person is then escorted into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not reserved for any specific person or the pious people. That is for every one of us, my beloved friends. You know, there's a saying, every saint has a past. If you look at many, many pious people from our predecessors, you have names like Fudayl bin Ayyad, who was a robber. You get a person, Bishr Hafi, who was a drunkard. But when they made that decision and they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala changed their entire lives. Where people, when they say the name, they say Rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend on them. So every saint has a past, but every sinner has a future. It's up to us, what future do we want? We can live our lives either in the obedience or disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The choice is ours, respective friends. But by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will help us in this world. At the time of death, which is a very critical moment in a person's life. Because shaitan comes with his army at that moment to snatch away a person's iman. But when we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala sends those angels to chase the shayateen away. Those angels will make us recite the kalima la ilaha illallah at the time of our death. So the choice is ours, respected friends. Just quickly we'll mention simple dhikrs to bring into our lives. We might have mentioned it in the past, but let us, as a reminder to ourselves, be regular with it inshallah and increase. So the first dhikr is the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. By reciting it, one is to believe, we all believe, alhamdulillah. But by reciting it, it will strengthen our iman. So in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, the person who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times, his face will shine like the full moon, radiant bright on the day of Qiyam. And none can surpass its beauty and radiance except he who recites it more than 100 times. So let's each one of us make a firm intention that from today till the day I leave this world, every single day I'm going to recite 200 times La ilaha illallah, inshallah. It takes a person 2 or 3 minutes to recite 100 times La ilaha illallah. The second dhikr is istighfar. All of us are sinners. Nobody can say it. From the time I became mature till today, I never committed a single sin. All of us are sinners. For Nabi Sallallahu never spoke a lie. For Nabi Sallallahu had mentioned, every child of Adam alayhi salam is a sinner, and the best of sinners are those that make sincere tawbah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuously, as much as possible, the more istighfar we are going to recite, the more it is going to benefit us in this world and in the akhirah. For Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned, the tidings be to the person who comes on the day of Qiyamah and he has much istighfar in his book of good deeds. meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that istighfar to grant us that forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah and grant us into Jannah, inshaAllah. Short, simple istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Take us one and a half minutes to recite 100 times. Read 100 before Salah, 100 after Salah. Find it difficult, read 100 either before or after. So 100 at each Salah, then 500 for the day. Can we manage that, inshaAllah? Coming for Salah, instead of talking to people, rather read istighfar 100 times. And the third thing I quickly mention is durood and salawat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Short, simple durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Takes a person 2 or 3 minutes to recite 100 times. Again, 100 before salah, 100 after salah. Times 5 salah, that's 1,000 for the day. At night check, I did it 1 to 3 salah, 600, 400 I didn't read as yet. Quickly read. It will take 5 minutes, 10 minutes for our time. Why 1,000, respected friends? That should be our minimum target. The sky is the limit. The family of the Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Muhammad Kareem, the women folk used to recite up to 125,000 durood upon the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a daily basis. So why 1,000? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the person that recites 1,000 durood on me on a daily basis will not leave this world until he sees his abode in Jannah. So it is a guarantee the person is going to die with Iman, guarantee the person will enter into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, make it easy for all of us here, my respected friends, to attain the true love of Allah ta'ala and the true love for the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us perform the 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah. Let us turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us change, bring the change within our lives, encourage our families, our friends. And in that way, inshallah, we can strengthen our iman and become strong Muslims in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we strengthen our iman, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, wa antul a'launa in kuntum mu'minin, that Allah Ta'ala will elevate your stages and Allah Ta'ala will grant you success in all of your endeavors. And through that, Allah Ta'ala will help the Muslimin, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us. Ameen wa akhir da'wah. I seek forgiveness for taking a few minutes extra.